It's Saturday morning and time now for the Coach's Corner on Thunder Country KIIC. The Coach's Corner focuses on the world of sports with special emphasis on local sports with interviews from coaches and players. The Coach's Corner is brought to you each and every Saturday morning from 9 until 10 a.m. live from the lobby of the Community First Credit Union in Albia or wherever our journeys may take us. The Coach's Corner is brought to you by Community First Credit Union and Menards, where you can save big money. And now live, it's the Coach's Corner.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Coach's Corner. Mother Nature is showing us that winter does exist as fall starts to dissipate and the snow comes down. And we have found ourselves in the middle of winter here on this Saturday morning. Lots to talk about this Saturday morning, including a recap of the football season. I'm going to talk with the head coach of the Albia Blue Demons, head coach Jerry Staten. What a tremendous run it's been for the Blue Demons. Three straight trips to the Uni Dome. We all know it fell short last Saturday night, but what a great contest and what a great effort out of our football program. The way they handled themselves all season long, you think about the going through an entire regular season with a running clock in the final quarter of every football game, and most of the games started the second half with a running clock. That is domination. A team that started the year number one in the state, ranked number one in the state, and it goes through all the regular season and the postseason with that number one ranking. And that means you're going to get the eyes and the attention of the media and everybody around you with all the accolades. And then, of course, with the great expectations of this team, to play with all that pressure and then to do it so consistently as they did all season long, it was a tremendous tribute to them. And to come up just a little short against a very good Mount Vernon football team, and you think about what could have been a healthy Carter Isley, a healthy Blake Bear, a healthy Blake Lawless at the end, and a whole team of guys who had been beaten up. A lot of that coming from the way that they play the game of football. A team that absolutely was as physical as any physical football team you're ever going to see. It was just, blows that they gave out also meant that they took some blows, and those blows over a long football season started to wear on them. And kudos to Mount Vernon, what a great football program. They get the win, but Albia is a winner, and another winning football season here in Albia. Undefeated regular season. Marking the second time in school history that the Blue Demons had gotten to a 12-1 record. Of course, we're going to talk with Coach Staten, and then we're going to catch up with Coach Dave Winger, the head wrestling coach. He's got lots and lots of optimism about another big wrestling season. Of course, lots of numbers, with all those returning seniors who include Carter Isley, Blake Lawless, and Bryce Leshen. This is going to be an outstanding season here in Albia on the wrestling mat. We're going to talk with Coach Winger also in this hour. And then Coach Kevin Archer, he has the same type of expectations in a conference that is full, and I mean full, of great basketball teams. Sheraton with maybe one of the finest teams in this entire state of Iowa. Knoxville returns all of its players from last year. This is going to be a great season, and it's going to be a very competitive one. Albia's going to have a really good basketball team with great determined athletes. And what I mean by determined, these are guys that will absolutely go out and lay everything on the line and play tremendous defense. And when you get that kind of mentality, you have the makings of an opportunity to have a great great basketball team. And we're going to talk with Coach Archer about the upcoming basketball season, going from fall right to winter, Mother Nature right on cue. And we're going to talk with these coaches when we come back to the Coach's Corner. You're listening to the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. Don't go anywhere.
Looking to buy your first home? With the help of Community First Credit Union's First Time Home Buyers Program, you can achieve your dream of home ownership without the traditional expenses associated with a mortgage loan. We're offering 30-year fixed rate mortgage loans, up to $2,500 of grant assistance, lower interest rates, and fewer fees. There's never been a better time to make CFirst your first choice for a mortgage. Apply online, stop in, or call your local branch today. Terms and qualifications apply. For additional information, call 866-360-5370. Equal opportunity lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
No one likes to think about death, let alone plan for it. But making this important decision today allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind, free from the stresses and confusion immediately following death. Pre-funding a funeral is a thoughtful and loving act to remove the financial burdens from loved ones under difficult circumstances, and it ensures that your wishes will be carried out. It may seem intimidating to begin planning your own funeral. However, the staff at Tharp Funeral Home would be happy to meet with you under no obligation. Contact Tharp Funeral Home in Albia at 932-3129.
Consider Oakwood Nursing and Rehab Center in Albia. If you're experiencing unsteadiness when walking, weakness in your arms and legs, or difficulty speaking and swallowing, Oakwood Nursing and Rehab Center is a skilled nursing facility which offers many different outpatient rehabilitation services. Our highly trained professional staff offer physical, occupational, speech, as well as pain management therapy to help community members stay close to home. Prevent unsteadiness and weakness at home by inquiring at Oakwood Nursing and Rehab Center. Call 641-932-7105.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Does your car or truck need tires? If so, call Dewey Motor Company at 641-932-5172. Dewey Motor Company sells all major tire brands for your car or truck. Dewey Motor Company, your tire headquarters. 932-5172. 932-5172. Or on the web at deweymotor.com.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. We're on the line now with the head coach of the Albia Blue Union Football Team, Hall of Fame Coach Jerry Staton. Coach, what a historic year we just went through, and congratulations to you and your team. But it truly is one of historic measures.
Well, it's the second time in the history of our school that we've gone undefeated and untied in the regular season. That's an accomplishment in itself. I know that Blake Bear set a career state interception record. That's pretty exceptional. I know that Carter Ives has got to be pretty high ranked on his career rushing records. But, you know, we don't do it for the records. We do it for each other and for the game itself. And I just refuse to let one game define us and define this season. We know that if we were healthy, we would have gone on, but we weren't healthy. But I celebrate the guys that were wounded a little bit, and they still got out there and gave everything they had. Carter Isley went up to the game with a boot on, and when we ran out of tailbacks, he said, "Coach, I can go." And by golly, he got out there and gave us a boost and a lift. And we went down nothing to 14, and these guys showed the heart they have by battling back. And the line started blocking, and Bryce Lesham started running up the inside, just tearing them up with his running. And I'm just very pleased with the way the season went. These guys were a lot of fun to coach. One of my most enjoyable seasons of coaching. I've had a lot of them, and a lot of them have been fun, but these guys were special. They had fun, but they also knew when to buckle down and get serious. And, to start out the season ranked number one in the class, that puts a target on your back. And then to be selected amongst the eight elite teams of all classes, of being the only 2A school in that ranking, every team you meet would like to take that team down, but week after week we met the challenge and went through the district game by game, and ended up being back in the dome again. Didn't finish where we wanted to, but you know, you fight with all your heart and might, and if things don't line up right for you, you salute the other team and wish them well, and go back home and start getting ready for whatever is the rest of our life for the seniors that's into other sports now, and for the juniors, we hope they're out for some sports, but they better be finding their way into the weight room, because the teams that are weak are the ones that get pushed around on Friday nights in Albia Football 2016.
Coach, it really, you know, I get to spend some time with the guys and the coaches, and but even from a distance, it really appeared that this group of coaches and players really really had a great bond built, and that everyone was having a really good time. And you know, you pointed to the fact that all the eyes were on this team, and every team that you guys came up against, they were wanting to prove their worth against this team. But through all that stress and through all the you know, the goals that your team had, you guys still found a way. The guys were really relaxed. They were having fun, and it really appeared that this group of coaches and the players really bonded well.
Well, the secret to successful football is that there is no secret. Players who like players and players who like coaches who like players and coaches who like coaches, we've got a great fertile ground for growing a great football program, and these kids bought in. Some of my sayings, they now finish them out. I can't even get them done before they finish what I'm saying. So they were totally bought in, and we didn't have any internal strife with this group of young men. They knew where they wanted to go and how they wanted to get there, and each Friday night they were ready to play. We didn't really have a night where we opened up flat. Sometimes the team was playing really well early and gave us some problems, but, you know, we would buckle down and get the game back under control. And just something the entire community can be proud of. And also we as a team are proud of Albia, the way they supported us in the Unidome. Really, 3 years in a row now, we've packed our side. I looked at the opponents, the bleachers, and there are all kinds of seats over there. But you look on our side, and you want to watch the game. Yeah, you came late. You sat on the very ends, and our people cheered, and it's just a great community thing. And then, you know, people say, "Well, what is Blue Pride?" Well, you saw Blue Pride in action at the Unidome, and when we fell behind, people didn't go discouraged. They just started cheering, and you know, with a chance, yes, we can, we believe. And I heard those things coming out of the stands, and the kids respond to that, and we have a lot of hard-working coaches. We have more coaches on our staff, well, most of them are volunteers, but the players get individual instruction every day, repeat and repeat and repeat, and repetition is the hammer that fastens the thought. So the players get better and better. Even the reserves get better and better. You know, we lost our spiritual leader when Blake Barron went down. He's been a great leader for us. And in goes Cade Crawl, who's been his backup, and he moved the team a little bit. We ended up not getting a first down and having to turn the ball over, but he wouldn't have been that way as a sophomore had he not had lots of repetition. So everybody's saying, oh, my gosh, we're graduating all these players. What's going to happen? And, well, if the players that are returning get out for other sports, get out for track, get in the weight room, get stronger, we can have another great season. You don't have to beat teams by 50 points to go back to the dome. You only have to beat them by one. And so even if we had a fall off, we could fall off quite a bit and still be ahead of most of the teams on our schedule. So, you know, you don't worry about things you can't control. You do the things you can control, and making a commitment. If we have the weight room empty every morning at 6 o'clock all during the winter, the results in the fall are not going to be good. If our players get in there and we had some players in there the very next day, we open up the room, and that's a good sign. Well, if they buy in like that, we'll be just fine.
We're talking with the head coach of the Albia Blue Demons, head football coach Jerry Staten. Coach, You know, you came into this program and you got it. There's always been history and tradition in this program, but it certainly hadn't found itself to have the consistency and the marks that your program has accomplished here at Albia. Coach, which is more difficult, the building of this program or now the sustaining of it?
Well, there are different aspects of each one of those, and the rebuilding of things takes time, but it also takes players who are willing to buy in. It's not like I'm a magic coach. If the kids hadn't bought in, we wouldn't be any different than we were in the past. We went 40 years with 10 winning seasons, and that's not very good. But if you buy in and you do the things that you've got to do to get better, you start to grow. And either you grow or you fall behind. That's all there is to it. You can't rest on the oars. And if you're rocking the boat, you're not rowing the boat. So we got to get guys that have to have guys get in the weight room, come back stronger, condition over the summer. We had a difficult time getting players in the summertime to get out and do some running preseason. They wanted to show up out of shape. And one of the first questions I got asked was, Coach, are we going to have to run wind sprints? Well, yeah. Coach, can I miss Wednesday nights to go do taekwondo practice? No. It just has to be a mindset that this is important, and I want them to do other sports. I want them to be good at things, but during football season, they better be doing football things and getting themselves ready mentally and physically for the grind. Football is a tough game, and you have to be strong in order to endure that. A lot of our injuries came from guys that didn't have a lot of time in the weight room. They, in our weight room, they may have gone someplace else, but they weren't in doing what we were doing. So we run some studies on that, and we'll share that with the players. And we have our wrap up 6 o'clock Sunday evening, and that's when we'll set our sails and say, okay, here's where we're going to go, and we'll thank the seniors for the great leadership. And these guys were great leaders, but maintaining a program, you have to get to the point where tradition never graduates. And if these rising seniors will follow the examples of the seniors ahead of them, not a big problem. But if they don't do that, if they decide that they're just going to coast in, that creates problems. It's a decision on the part of the players. A coach cannot make them do it. I wouldn't do it if I could make them do it. That's not the way you do things. Nobody's going to make them get up and go to work in the morning when they have a family that's depending on them, and they do it because of what's inside them, what they've learned as they've been growing up from their parents and from the teachers in our school district and from the coaches they've had. And if they learn those lessons, they'll be just fine. And I've said many times that we'll find out what kind of job we did and how good this team was in about 10 years when I see how they turned out. But I have a feeling these guys are going to turn out just fine.
Coach, I think one of the greatest indicators of a job well done, and this is a kudos to your coaches, is when the kids, you're right, 10 to 20 years before you see the total fruit. But when you have kids coming up and giving you a hug as you leave, and I watched these coaches and players, and they're saying, I love you, that's a really good indicator that something was done right now. And so kudos to you guys and your team. Coach, one more thing I think is really an important aspect, and you just mentioned about the leadership of the senior class and what tremendous leaders they've been. And part of your program, as we go into this off season and it's the next season, is a leadership program. And I think that's a really important thing to the program and something I think the public needs to know.
Well, every coach on every team wants to have good senior leaders. The seniors are the ones that really have to lead. It's hard for the juniors to lead the older kids, but and we will have some leadership sessions, and other coaches are willing to attend. They can send their players, players that can come on their own, but we certainly will have our returning senior players learning about what a leader is. I know when I was appointed a captain, I didn't know what I was supposed to do, and I went to my coach and I said, Coach, I'm a captain. What should I do? And he said, well, just be a captain. And Well, I didn't have guts enough to say, well, I don't know what that means. So I just went about doing what I thought should be. And I decided then that if I ever was a coach, I was going to at least tell them what they don't know. Seniors want to lead, but they don't know. They don't realize the things they do makes a difference. For example, we're in the weight room the first day. We opened it up after we got back from the playoffs, and one of the rising seniors went in and started doing some other workout that he brought in, and three underclassmen started going with him. So we had a discussion about, you are now the leader, and they will follow you. And we do our strength program, which helps all sports. We have core lifts that every sport needs, and then they're welcome to do whatever else they want to do for the other sports. For example, football players and wrestlers need to have strong necks. Basketball players are not such a big issue with basketball or track, but so they can then work on their neck exercises. Wrestlers, I would have them doing a lot of gripping things and wrist curls and things to build up the forearms. So, but that's after they do the basic things of building up the core strength of the body. So leadership is something that's learned. There's no typical pattern. Short people, tall people, skinny people, fat people. It doesn't matter what you look like, but it matters a lot how you act. And around school, the good leader will be a gentleman in the hallways, help the teachers, be nice to the other kids, mannerly, and study in the classroom and do homework on time, and set an example for others to follow. That's what leadership is, and we want those kind of people leading our team. So we'll have leadership classes for anybody that wants to attend, if they'd like to, but it's kind of like going to school, and some kids don't want to sign up for another class. So we actually treat it like a class, and there is a test, but the test comes in August.
Coach, leadership and our kids, our community, so blessed to have you at the leadership, and I want to thank you for all you've done for our kids and for the community, Coach. And now, Coach, maybe a few more minutes with your beautiful wife and some relaxation here for a little bit, as your season never ends as the head coach of a football program, but maybe a little more time to spend with your wife.
Well, I appreciate your kind comments, as they serve to motivate me to try harder. But it's not all certainly done by me. I have great assistant coaches who really work hard and make a lot of commitment of their time and efforts to make this program work. And people say, well, why do you have 14 coaches? Well, it works. We break things down, and when we have meetings, they're all talking about their positions and what they can contribute. And I don't want people to think that it's just me. It's we have really good coaches that have bought in and believe in what we're doing. And if I start jumping in my red car, or if I start getting negative, boy, they pop me right back on target. And that's a great feeling when you have your assistants that are bought in like that. So kudos to all of football coaches. We have two of our junior high guys that joined us and became get back coaches, and one of the guys in the state tournament said, hey, those are the best get back guys we've ever had, and the kids really did a great job. And that happened in the game with South Tama, where we won versus two, and you had to stand up if you wanted to watch the game, and sidelines were all crowded, but things went smoothly. So a lot of great memories on this season, and we're not going to define this season by the last game. And we wish we could just shoot up and go take them on again, but there's no do-overs in life, and there's no do-overs in football. And so we'll pick ourselves up and dust ourselves off and throw ourselves back in the battle and get after it again.
Thanks so much, head coach of the Abbey Blue Demons, Hall of Fame coach Jerry Staton. And I'm going to say this, you talk about a tremendous group of men leading our football program. Coach just mentioned his coaches, but truly to get to see them work behind the scenes and the time they spent, as many of them as volunteer coaches, it really speaks of their character. And to see the guys, and I get blessed to kind of get a peek into the program, and to see the guys
And the guys, meaning the football players, the way they bond with their coaches and the way they care about their coaches and the way the coaches care about them, it is a true blessing to our kids and our community. And what a great ride it's been here for the football season. And, of course, we're going to turn the page and move into wrestling and basketball, and we're going to be here to bring all that to you. We're going to take a timeout. We're going to come right back. You're listening to The Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union.
RJ Performance of Ottumwa is having a huge Black Friday sales event with all Yamaha and KTM motorcycles priced to sell at or near dealer invoice. RJ Performance is a power sports leader with Indian motorcycles and apparel and Victory Performance V-Twins. Great gift ideas, helmets, goggles, gloves, and many more ideas, including gift certificates for the enthusiast in your family. Happy holidays to all, and stop in today or visit us online at rjperformance.com.
Brighten your financial future with a certificate account from Community First Credit Union. For a limited time only, we're offering certificate account specials from a 9-month term with the rate of 0.90% APY to an 18-month term with the rate of 1.20% APY. Start growing your money today at CFirst. Apply online at c1stcu.com. APY is annual percentage yield, minimum balance of $15,000, rate subject to change at any time, federally insured by the NCUA.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Back by popular demand, it's Ladies Night Out at Sinclair Tractor in Centerville. Saturday, November 21st from 4 to 7 p.m., we'll pull out the games, prizes, and hors d'oeuvres for a night of fun. Get big discounts on all in-stock John Deere toys and apparel and flip through the catalog for Ladies Night only savings. We also have John Deere tools on sale for those big kids on your list. Don't let the daunting task of Christmas shopping get you down. Join us at Sinclair Tractor in Centerville on Saturday, November 21st from 4 to 7 p.m. and save big.
G-Strings Guitars and More, now located in the Penn Central Mall in Oskaloosa, are ready for the holidays. The store is loaded with the new guitars, accessories, straps, trumpets, clarinets, and much, much more. And don't forget, they have a layaway. Come in and talk to them about laying away your purchase for the holidays. The store is loaded with brand new merchandise that is located in Penn Central Mall. G-Strings Guitars and More. Come on in today.
Welcome back to this special edition of the Coach's Corner on this Saturday morning before the big week, and that is Turkey Week, as Thanksgiving's coming up. A little reminder to everyone, we're going to have the first annual Wobble to Gobble, your opportunity to come wobble with us before you gobble, and see, it makes eating your turkey dinner guilt-free. And you can burn those calories. You can join us at the Reservoir Saturday morning, 8 o'clock will be the start. And here's the deal. We want you in and we want you out. And so an hour max. If you walk the skinny 5K, it's 2.8 miles to 3.1. That's where we get the skinny. We're going to keep you skinny when you get to the dinner table, and you can enjoy that Thanksgiving meal without any guilt at all. And we're going to raise some money for the Moms Club for the junior high programs, all programs, not just the football, wrestling, whatever we're going to do. We're going to find ways to help the kids in the junior high program. And we need you there this Thanksgiving morning, 8 o'clock at the Albia Reservoir. We've got the head coach of the Albia Blue Demon Wrestling Team, head coach Dave Winger. Coach, we run from greatness, running out of a great football season into another realm of greatness, and that's the expectations of a great wrestling season.
Yeah, that's for sure. And, you know, if you want to take it back even a few months before that, we had a great wrestling season this summer and an historic season for us. So that fueled the football season a little bit, and now we're into wrestling season. So I can't wait to get going, and we've got kids in the room working hard right now to have a great season.
Well, the good news, Coach, you have so many guys who are return, and they're the lunch pill guys. You know what I mean by that? They're guys who perform at great levels, and guys, you got Carter Isley, Bryce Lush, and Blake Lawless. I'm going to forget somebody, so I'm going to stop. But you got guys that are doing great things, have done great things, but they're blue-collar workers, buddy. They're going to come and show up to work, and those are the kind of guys you need in your program to show these other guys that
that have the same potential, but really it requires work.
Yeah, we were just talking about that not long ago. We, you know, they played a football game Saturday night, and I had everybody in the room on Monday, and, you know, they could have found an excuse, and I'm sure they were sore, and, you know, some of those guys left the field hurt, and long football season, and they were going to work on Monday, so that speaks for itself, and yeah, blue collar for sure, and but the mentality that goes with it too is amazing, and they could have taken a couple days off. It probably would have been okay and not hurt anything, but they know that they're examples for the kids, and it was important for them to be there, and the other kids see them there, and they didn't miss a beat, so it's just amazing. I don't think I could have done it, that's for sure.
Well, Coach, this program continues to build, and what a great journey it's been on. And of course, we're talking right now about the big show, and that's in February. And so, you know, everything that's going to take place right now is really it's about now, but it's about the big show. But you got to get these things done in these weeks before the season starts, and then of course throughout the season, it's a progression to February.
Yeah, no doubt about it. We look at everything as practice until February, and we're a rare breed. Wrestling people are kind of weird.
You guys are a little weird.
Yeah, we're weird. We look at the season backwards, and we think about Wells Fargo Arena, and we really don't think about anything leading up to that. Yeah, we'd like to be, as a team, we'd like to be up there and competing for state duels, and, you know, we plan on doing that as well, but you know, it's all about sending as many kids up there and getting the experience as we can and competing for team titles. And it's always been on our list. And you know, it came into being last year with Carter. And I'll never forget as long as I live after Carter came off the mat. Nick, Coach Pickerel came up to me and said, this is just the beginning of something big. I feel that that's the case. You know, we've got three or four guys that could be wrestling on Saturday night, and hopefully more, you know, to be honest. And it's really been a good deal to be a part of, and we're looking forward to February for sure.
Well, the contagiousness of everything in life, you know, good things and bad things, they're all contagious. And the good things that have happened on the mats over the last you know, half decade to a decade, Coach, those have all built on themselves. They've been contagious, and then that leads to more people wanting it. They catch it. And the good news is that when I sit and talk to you here, you know, you got a full wrestling room.
Yeah, we do. And I remember coming in last year and bragging about our numbers, and we did have great numbers leading into last season. And I talked about not being in the mood to rebuild, and I remember it really well. And that kind of came back to bite us a little bit. We had some guys that fell off last year, and, you know, things that were not within our control at all, whether it was injuries or whether they figured out that wrestling wasn't really for them. But, you know, we had a lot of guys in the room at the beginning of the year last year as well, and we've got even more this year. We're 30-plus this year, and our numbers are as good as they've ever been. And of course, that gets the juices flowing quite a bit as a coach, and you start penciling guys into weights, and you think about what it could be, and it really gets you excited for the year. And we've got some kids that are in the room right now, and basically we're two deep at every weight, and it's just, like I said, I couldn't be more happy with the participation that we've got.
Well, Coach, let's run through you know, as you think about your lineup, and I know you got some depth, and I don't want to call the kids out, but we're going to go backwards because in the weight classes, because when I think about this team, everyone's going to be talking about Carter Isley. And when I mean everyone, I mean literally everybody is talking about Carter Isley, the Des Moines Register, the great write-up they did on that. And you know, he's certainly got a verbal commitment to you and I, so he's got a lot of attention. And a state champion, you expect that. But man, as good as Carter is, I think the best accolade you could lay on the young man is the fact that he is a worker.
Yeah, and that's why he's where he's at today. He doesn't complain. He comes into the room and he does the things that he needs to do. And, you know, he's a little sore this week and last week, and he didn't slow down. He was in the room working, and if he felt like he couldn't do something, then he found something else to do. And that's just the way he is, you know. That's why he's where he's at, and that's why he's had the success that he's been able to see over the course of the last couple of years, and he's going to see that in the future as well. So I don't think it's any secret that he'll be our heavyweight this year. He's obviously not going to cut down to 220, so we've got another guy for that, Trevor Blackford. I just, what an amazing guy. He's made the commitment to wrestling, and it's helped him in a lot, various aspects of his life, and he caught the fever, he's getting close to 220, so it's kind of funny that Carter and Trevor will be flopping spots this year, but that's where we'll be up top.
Well, Trevor Blackford, buddy, he last year he just a moment away from getting an opportunity. He's really close, but the work he's put in, he really is another beacon of what hard work looks like and the results of it.
Yeah, those are the type of kids that keep me coming back, to be honest with you. I mean, you know, you like your state champs and your state medalists, but you got to love the kids that come in and do what they do what you ask them to do, and they see the success, and there's nothing more rewarding as a teacher and a coach when kids take your advice and they succeed.
Well, let's keep going down that list, Coach, of some of the guys in the program and the different weight classes, and you can start at the bottom. I just knew everyone, including the set broadcaster, wanted to talk about Carter Isley.
Yeah, and Lane Pierce and Joe Smithberg will be at heavyweight this year as well, and you know, two guys that deserve mention. They've put in some time, and I just really enjoy working with those big guys, but at 220, you know, Trevor seems to be a guy that we're going to have there. Eventually, we'll see where his weight will allow him to go. But Chase Little's out for wrestling this year, and you know, from the football field.
He's a strong kid, too.
He is, and he looks good, and he's an athlete, and we're looking forward to seeing what he can do. He'll be in there somewhere, and Michael Ware. So we've got three 220-pounders, and we've got three heavyweights. So that's pretty cool, and at 95, Taryn Padilla and Jacob West will be battling it out there. And Jacob's, you know, a little over 200, so we'll see how the weight comes off him. He always does really good with his weight. So, and then at 182, we're stacked there as well with four kids. And, you know, returning district qualifier Ben Mason will be running around there somewhere. And Drake McKim will be in the mix there somewhere from a great wrestling family. And Jerry Makinich and Callahan Whistler, all looking to make names for themselves there at 82.
Wow, you're talking about some really quality depth. You know, when you start ringing out these names, Coach, and at every weight class right now, we got to hope that the injury bug doesn't catch us and that the kids keep the catch of wrestling in their blood, because rather they're the guy that gets the opportunity to wrestle on any given night. And that's the nice thing, is you could change matchups. Right. So, you know, if you have that many depth in the program, but those are all quality guys, it's going to be a real opportunity for you as a coach to lay out who's going to come out of that lineup.
You know, the word for me is accountability as well. You know, when you have a backup, you know, the number one guy is accountable.
He's somebody to wrestle with, yeah, in the wrestling room. I mean, the iron that's getting to sharpen the iron. Wow.
Yeah, and you know, so if you miss a practice or if you're not given your all, you know that there's another guy there to step in for you, and we will do that. You know, these kids are going to be accountable. If they're going to be a varsity wrestler, they're going to do what they need to do in order to keep that position. So accountability has been an issue for us with our numbers over the course of the last few years. So it's nice to have backups for sure.
Coach, keep rolling through. Man, it's just really impressive.
Trevor Cromery at 170, you know, a kid that had a really successful first half of the season and got nicked up a little bit, and a great athletic kid that we're going to have in there at 160 or 170 somewhere, and we'll find, you know, we'll see where he lands. But and another person that I'm really excited with is Brett Martin, transfer from Moravia that came in that will be wrestling for us after the first of the year, and he'll fit in there somewhere as well between 160 and 170. So Luke Sinclair will be in the mix there as well somewhere, and looking forward to having him on the mat. Another successful football player that we've got wrestling for us, and bring some experience to the table as well. And you know, 52 is going to be an interesting weight class. We don't know for sure where Blake and Bryce are going to go, and once we figure that out. But, you know, Michael Terrell is going to be in the mix. Tate Padilla is going to be in the mix there somewhere. Kyle Sinnott might be up to 52. You never know. So we're going to let Blake and Bryce decide what's going on there, and then I'm sure the guys will figure it out from there. But, you know, I'm looking forward to Kyle as well, you know, a two-time district qualifier that's put on some weight and has done a good job over the course of the last 2 years putting himself in position. He's been a takedown away basically from the state tournament. And if he can just find a way to get that done in February, he could be making the trip. He's a difference maker in our lineup. So wherever he lands, he's got the ability to go up to Wells with us. And, you know, at 45, we're going to be a little bit young there, maybe with Nate Angren, but a good from a great wrestling family, a good kid, tough kid that will step in there as well. Kobe Thomas is back with us, which I'm really happy about, and he'll be at 32 or 38 somewhere in there. And then the Morris twins, we've talked off air about the Morris twins and how tough those guys are, and, you know, they're boxers, so... And that goes pretty well with.
And they got flat. They still have straight noses.
Yeah. Well,
see, I don't know if you're really a boxer until you start to get the flatting of my nose. You know what I'm saying, Coach? But maybe they're really good boxers too.
Well, maybe I should take up boxing then, because I need to get my nose flattened a little bit. But that's another story. But, you know, they'll fit in there at 26 or 32 somewhere. And again, our body fat assessments on Wednesday will tell us a lot about where we're gonna be. But Gage Wilson will be in our lineup as well at 20 or 26, a kid that has really come on well. He went out to Nebraska with us over the summer and put a lot of time in this summer. So, you know, he's going to be competing for a varsity spot there somewhere in our lower weights. And Storm will be thrown in the mix. Storm's finally weighing over 106 pounds. So, and talk about a kid that has made the commitment to wrestling. His attitude is so much better, you know, and him working out with Aiden Reeves, you know, Aiden'll be our 6-pounder this year eventually, and we're not going to have him cut down all year long, but he's going to be our 6-pounder eventually. Aiden and Storm are great workout partners, and you can just really see that commitment from Aiden bleeding into Storm. So you know, they're really good for each other, and we'll be flopping them around quite a bit. So, you know, I told him the importance of communicating that with me and making sure that you know, I know what's going on. I don't really pressure them into being at a certain weight unless they leave me hanging, and obviously I need one person at every weight class. So you know, it'll be important for us to communicate with our depth. We need to have guys at specific weight classes. So it'll be a interesting balancing act for the old coach here, because I'm not used to having the numbers that we've got.
Well, Coach, those numbers are going to give you lots of options, and a lot of guys that will get some opportunities in tournaments and the JV action. And it's going to be a great ride. And I'm hopeful that you avoid the injury bug, because you're going to be a really tough dual team to knock out because of the different combinations of matchups.
Yeah, no question about it. I was talking to the kids the other day. We, you know, coaches aren't supposed to say that they look at rankings, but we do, and especially in wrestling, because we have to be in the top eight. If we're not in the top eight as a dual team, they're gonna send us someplace else for regional duels. Number one, I want to be in the top eight because we're gonna host a regional duel, and if we win sectionals, and number two, you know, we want to wrestle in front of our home crowd in a big environment like the football team did, and it's a huge advantage. So we want to be in the top eight. We want to have our lineup where it needs to be duel wise, And it's every duel is going to be important, and we've only won 5 conference titles in our 50 plus years. So, you know, that's on our goal list too. So we're going to have to be ready to go.
Well, go time is about here, Coach. When's the first go?
Yeah, well, our first benchmark's Wednesday. We get our body fat taken on Wednesday. It's a great time for us to do that, and so that's benchmark number one, and hopefully we can get a couple days off after that, and then we'll be training for the Pekin Invitational on the first weekend in December. And then, you know, we left our schedule, to be honest with you, we left our schedule pretty light in December because we knew that our playoff football would make a run, and We didn't want it to be too heavy. We'll leave the heaviness for February.
Well, it's going to be giddy up and go time. Once that schedule gets to going, buddy, it's run time, and this is going to be a great old ride, and I can't wait to be a part of it.
Yeah, it's going to be great, and I just appreciate all the support that we get, and I can't wait. It keeps me coming back. It's awesome.
Here we go, and Matt, time coming your way here soon. We're going to take a timeout, come right back. You're listening to the Coach's Corner. Don't go anywhere.
It's a football weekend at Anderson's Country Store in Beacon, Iowa. Listen to these specials. If Iowa wins a football game on the weekend, you get $2 off a taco pizza. If Iowa State wins on the weekend, you get $2 off a Supreme large pizza. Great deals at Anderson's Country Store in Beacon. Open Monday through Thursday, 6 to 9. Friday and Saturday, 6 to 10. Sunday, 1 to 8. They have everything. Anderson's Country Store, Beacon, Iowa.
Looking to buy your first home? With the help of Community First Credit Union's first-time homebuyers program, you can achieve your dream of home ownership without the traditional expenses associated with a mortgage loan. We're offering 30-year fixed-rate mortgage loans, up to $2,500 of grant assistance, lower interest rates, and fewer fees. There's never been a better time to make CFirst your first choice for a mortgage. Apply online, stop in, or call your local branch today. Terms and qualifications apply. For additional information, call 866-360-5370. Equal opportunity lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
The Tharp Funeral Home in Albia has a tradition of serving families in Albia and the surrounding areas. Being locally owned and operated, I'm proud to say that my staff and I were born and raised in this community and are honored to be able to serve the people in our community at their time of need. Let us help you make an informed decision at any time. I'm Richard Tharp. Call Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
With me now is head coach of the Albia Blue Demons, head coach Kevin Archer. Coach, here we find ourselves in a new season, and we're leaving the football season right into the basketball season. And, Coach, with an extended football season, we're all thankful for, and it's great to have all the accomplishments, but, man, it leads a really short start to a basketball season.
Right. It makes it difficult. I mean, it's great. It's great for the community. It's great for everyone involved, but it makes it tough because, A, you don't know when the season's going to be over. You know, because if you lose a football game here the last couple of weeks, then you can start thinking and start planning. But you really can't until there's a football, you know, until that last game is played. So it makes it difficult, but it's not so much, you know, difficult on us as it probably is on the kids, you know, playing that game Saturday and then practice starting on Monday. You know, you want the guys to be healthy and you want them to be, you know, ready to be in there physically and mentally. So, and every kid's got a different timetable, you know, as far as how they feel and when they're ready to come back. But I feel like we probably got back, you know, closer to outside of Blake. You know, we're without Blake right now, but outside of Blake, I feel like we got everybody back a little bit quicker than we did the last 2 years.
Coach, a really heavy senior group of guys, and that's going to be a real strength for your program. And a lot of guys that have had lots of reps in the program.
Yeah, like a good group of seniors, a solid group of seniors, and a core that's coming back that gave us some good minutes last year, and then we have a couple guys that didn't play a lot last year but got better with Coach Kirkland at the JV level, and some seniors that didn't play much at all last year that we'll be counting on to play again this year. So, yeah, a good group of guys that get along well together and, you know, play everything. You know, they play a bunch of the same guys that play football. All have a solid group of them, and just hard-working, hard-nosed kids. You know, maybe basketball isn't their number one, but for the most part, they're tough and they're physical and they're guys that'll work hard for us.
What do you see the style of play of this team? I know you like to run your man, and you know, you've got some things in your system that are stables. But what do you think the dynamics of this team are going to look like?
I think we're similar to how we have been the last couple of years. You know, we're not big like we were a while ago, where we want to slow it down and control the pace. And we're a team that's athletic. I feel like we're going to have to get out and run to score. You know, there's a possibility we could be deep, which lends us to maybe even pressing a little bit more. So we've been working on those two things. We've been working on, which to get it out and running, I think we've really made that a focus the last couple of years. But the pressure D and maybe using our depth a little bit more to our advantage, that's been something that we focused on early this week. But I wouldn't think and a lot of changes. We're going to try to play a little bit differently in the half court, try to create more space and face up the basket a little bit more and create driving lanes and opportunities for one another. But there's always changes. I think that's what makes it fun, you know, as a high school basketball coach, is you've got to recognize what your team can do and play to their strengths. So there'll be some changes. We'll do some things different. But I think as far as speed and the tempo that we want to play at, I think it's similar to where we have been the last couple of years.
Well, I think the big question mark everyone had when the season was over last year is who's going to replace Matt Baker?
Right, and I think that's a question that people have asked me, and you know, that's one that you're going to have to answer quite a bit. But, you know, before we had Matt, we've had a couple of scorers like Matt. I remember Zach Simpson was a lot the same way. You know, those are guys that, you know, shot in the 50s, and they're just different types of guys, and you're not used to having them, and guys that you feel like the more touches they get, I mean, a lot of their bad shots are still good shots for the team, and I know that's frustrating sometimes maybe for the guys around them, but we really, you know, I don't know, I want to say historically, it's not like I've been here forever, but we really haven't been that type of team. You know, we've been a well-balanced team, a team that has four or five guys that are threats, and you know, we kind of gotten away from that the last 3 years with the talent level that we've had in Matt, you know, the exceptional scorer that he's been. So, you know, it's not a situation, and I've stressed to the guys a little bit, we're not looking for somebody to step up and score 25. It's not who's the next guy that's going to score 25. It's, you know, we're going to have to replace that with four or five. We might replace that with four or five guys and become more balanced and harder to guard. So that's kind of what my thought process is on it. And it's changing our mentality a little bit and trying to get back to, like I said, where we were, you know, in 2010, 2009, where we were more balanced.
We're talking about the head coach of the Apple Blue Demons, head coach Kevin Archer. Basketball season practice underway, tip off to start to next week. And coach, this basketball team defensively, I think you guys have guys that have that middle edge that you talked about, that real competitive edge. And I think the side of the basketball court that really shines is on the defensive side.
Yeah, we're going to be fairly athletic, not real big. We're not going to have a ton of size, but we're going to be physical. We're going to be strong. We've got some fast kids, some athletic kids, some quick kids. So I think that's one thing for sure. I think we'll be better defensively. I really do. You know, and part of it last year was the tempo. You know, you give teams extra possessions because we're trying to play fast. And you know, if things go well, we'll try to play fast again. But we should be better defensively than we were. And it might take a time. It might take a while to get to where we want to be offensively. Just because of the adjustments we have to make and guys filling new roles. But I guess I always go into a season feeling like if I've got to improve offensively, I feel a lot better, you know, than if I feel like I have to improve defensively. Because my thought, then we're not perfect defensively, but I feel like we're athletic enough and physical enough and smart enough that we're going to be a better defensive team. And, you know, the new things we're doing offensively will take some time, but those will be things that we improve on throughout the year.
Coach, it's always a tough conference, but I think about some of the really good teams you're going to see in this conference. You start with Sheraton. Knoxville's going to be really good. Davis County's Davis County. Eddieville Blake's. There's no nights off ever in this conference, but particularly this year.
No, and when you're the type of team we are, you know, there is no night where you can say, oh, we've got this one, because I think, you know, Clark brings everybody back. You know, they're going to be better. But Sheraton's the one that really, really stands out. I mean, they're big three. You know, they're going to say their first two are probably, they're going to say are as good as anybody in our league. You know, and a lot of people are going to say that. I mean, they've got a Division I athlete that's going to go play tight end for the Iowa Hawkeyes. You know, Lang's no slouch. Lang's a kid that's probably looking at Division II basketball, which you've got to be really good to go there. So they're really, really, really good. I mean, this is the best team they've had since I've been there. I don't know how far back you have to go to see a Sheraton team that's as talented as they are. But like I said, when you're athletic as we are, and when you don't have a wide range of basketball guys, scorers, you know, we're going to have to be on our game every night, because when we have an off night and it turns into a slugfest or a struggle, that can happen with us against anybody.
Well, Coach, you're going to get tested right away because the old conference schedule is right out of the gate.
Right, right. We did get Knoxville pushed back. Coach Larson and I had talked throughout the summer that we wanted to push that game back just because right now our conference schedule is I mean, first four games, I think, are conference games. We don't get a non-conference game in there. I think we have one non-conference game before Christmas, which I think they're working on solving that problem. And a lot of coaches that aren't big fans of it. But, you know, it is what it is. But the Knoxville game on the first gets pushed back, and we play our first game is Eddyville on that Friday. And Eddyville will have a game under their belt, but it's at our place. But, you know, everybody who's been around the program or been around Albie a long time knows that Eddyville doesn't play. I mean, they play differently against us. And you know what? When I first got here, we played differently against them when they were at their best. So it's just one of those games that is always different than from the others.
Coach, looking forward to a great season. Going to be a lot of fun and tip off just a few short days away.
Yep, not too far away. So appreciate you having me on.
Hey, Coach of the Albie Blue Demons, the basketball team's going to be fun to watch. Just get out Friday night to the opening tip-off, and, of course, we'll be there to bring you the coverage. You're listening to the Coach's Corner. Don't go anywhere. Hi, this is Jason Summers with Summers Insurance in Albia and our new location in Sheraton on West Court across from Hy-Vee. At Summers Insurance, let our experienced staff of qualified agents help you sort through the confusion of insurance and get the coverage you need. At Summers Insurance, we have a large selection of companies to choose from so we can shop and you can save. At Summers Insurance, give us a call today, toll-free, 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance. We shop, you save.
A warm, home-like atmosphere awaits those at Oakwood Nursing and Rehab Center. Our progressive, professional staff offer 24-hour skilled nursing rehabilitation and outpatient services. We have a comprehensive care plan in place for each patient's individual needs to offer only the highest quality treatment programs. Our interdisciplinary team meets with each resident to determine an all-inclusive care plan. My name is Rachel Gooden, and I'm the new administrator at Oakwood Nursing and Rehab Center, just south of the square in Albia. Call 641-932-7105.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and
putting a wrap on the Cyclone Game Day show along with Ben Bruns. I am Brent Bloom and want to remind you that Iowa's pork producers salute Cyclones and their fans. To remind you that pork is great for tailgating, for pork